When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Let's get into the Monday Night Football game, and let's get into your power rankings. Incredible game last night between the Bills and the Titans. Tennessee gets the 34-31 win thanks to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, two huge stops from their defense, including right at the end of the game on the 3-yard line. The Bills go for it on fourth down. They don't get it. Tennessee walks away with the win. Your thoughts?
I feel like Josh Allen has to be one of the hardest quarterbacks in the NFL to stop on a sneak, and the Titans did it, and that's crazy to me. I think Allen didn't help himself by kind of like tripping or obviously kind of like sneaking right into Jeffrey Simmons, but still, like, it's crazy. I just feel like, you know, if he like jumps there instead of tries to, you know, just like pile forward and go down, but actually, you know, tries to get some air of verticality, which he can. We've seen Josh Allen jump before, like maybe he gets that. But I think the Bills deserve to lose that game. One of the biggest issues I had stats was that, I know it's funny because like everyone's killing Sean McDermott for being a little too aggressive at the end and going for it. I mean, I think the problem was he wasn't aggressive enough earlier on when the Bills have a 4th and 3 from the 5-yard line early on in the game, and they kick a 24-yard field goal from there. Like, that is, to me, that's when you lose the game. And I feel like the Bills thought that, like, okay, you know, this Titans team, they're not that great. They lost to the Jets. We don't need to kind of go all out against them. Yep. We'll play safe. And guess what? You know, what playing safe, guess where that got you? It got you a loss. So I think the Bills deserve this loss, even though like it's a slim margin of victory. It almost came down to them being able to, you know, pull this off. I think they ultimately deserve this.
100%. I've said it on any show I have hosted. Field goals are failures. It just is. When a touchdown is worth 6 and a field goal is worth 3, there's no other way to look at it. So what do you do now with Tennessee? Because at points this year, I had kind of written them off, but this is a big win over a big contender in the AFC. They put up 34 points. I'm not quite sure what to do with Tennessee now.
Yeah, selfishly, as I often am, following the Eagles stats, I've been keeping an eye on the Titans because I want them to win the AFC South. So the Colts don't win the AFC South, but I also want them to kind of be bad enough where the Colts still think they have a chance. And I was bringing this up just last week where like people were kind of concerned, Eagles fans, meaning people, that the Colts lost and, oh no, are they going to bench Carson Wentz? And I was like, I don't think so, because the Titans aren't really going to run away with the AFC South, and the Colts have some easier games coming up. But for the Titans to get this win is really big, and it was much needed because their next game's coming up here. They have the Chiefs. They're hosting them. Then they play in Indy against the Colts for the second time this year, and then they play the Rams. So they have a, you know, tough couple games coming up here. So to get this win over a big, you know, AFC, another team in the AFC, like it's a really, really big win in a key spot. And like, I know it came down to the end, and I know Tennessee isn't without their issues. And again, this is a team that lost to the Jets, but still, like, I don't feel great about in the long term, but they have some really good things going for them. Like Derrick Henry, guess what? The guy's still pretty good and still get it going. God. Julio Jones, he's still pretty good too. And just the aesthetic of him and AJ Brown is these big bodied wide receivers who are just like tough. And Tannehill, I thought Tannehill played a pretty good game and like the way he was throwing it. So the Titans still do have some good things going for them. You can't rule them out. Vrabel was really aggressive at one point in this game, which paid off. Big fourth down conversion instead of just settling for a field goal. So, you know, you can't write them off just yet. I thought they were worse than they are.
Tennessee is, you could see how they are built. They are built to just completely out-physical you. But I also think, like you kind of said, I think they're mentally tough as well. They did nothing in the first quarter of this game. Ryan Tannehill was looking terrible, threw an early pick. They just did not. They looked like they were going to get their doors blown off, quite frankly. And they didn't. They were resilient. They stuck with it. I mean, the Derrick Henry 75-yard touchdown run. Like, Buffalo has everybody up at the line of scrimmage, and he just breaks through. And I've never seen a running back, or any player really, that's as big and strong as Derrick Henry, but also has the speed. Like, he runs through both safeties on that 75-yard touchdown run, and they don't catch up to him. Like, I'm amazed that he has the speed that he has, considering his size and strength.
I was watching Derrick Henry play, and I'm like, why don't we see more players like this? Now, obviously, that's because Derrick Henry is a freak in nature. That's why. But I'm saying, like, why don't we see more bigger running backs? You know, I feel like a lot of players who are bigger, you know, are getting, like, you know, college kids or whatever, they're getting trained at different positions, like, you know, a linebacker or a wide receiver. I don't know, whatever. I feel like there should be more investment in some of these bigger players at running back. I mean, again, you're not going to get everyone coming out like Derrick Henry. You're not going to have a league full of Derrick Henrys, but it feels like there should be a little bit more. And I feel like whoever kind of developed him and or whatever, like, deserves a lot of credit, because super unique player. It's insane. It really is. In today's passing NFL, in a league that is so punishing and unforgiving to players, you know, who take all these hits and everything, it is so insane that he's still able to be as effective as he is. It's just nuts. And it's really fun, honestly. Derrick Henry, I think, is one of the most fun players in the NFL, because he is that, like, mold breaker of what you usually expect out of a running back. And again, in today's modern NFL, you're thinking more of, like, a pass catcher, shifty kind of guy. This guy is just, like, power, but he has the speed, like you said. It's just fun to watch him play.
I love Derrick Henry. I'm always amazed by him. Every time you think, like, well, you know, maybe the carries have taken their toll or whatever, he just, nope, just breaks off, you know, 75-yard touchdown run, 20 carries, 143 yards on the day, 3 touchdowns. Tennessee gets it done. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.